Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah discusses what items were allowed to be purchased with Maaser Sheni money in Yerushalayim. Halakeach Maim Umelach. If someone purchases with Maaser Sheni money water or salt, and these are all things that are not allowed to be purchased. If you purchase water or salt, Uperes HaMechubarim LaKarka, or produce that's still attached to the ground, there's still on fruit on the trees or vegetables on the plants. A perish any echelim like Yerushalayim, or produce that wouldn't be able to make the trip to Yerushalayim, they're going to spoil. They don't have a long shelf life. In all these cases, like Kana Meiser, it doesn't work. The transaction doesn't work. He's not allowed to purchase these things with Meiser Sheni money. And no Meiser, no Kedushas Meiser comes onto these things that he purchased with him. This, the Rab brings this is learned from a Pasuk, because when the Pasuk describes what you're allowed to purchase, there's a Klal Upratu Klal, which is one of the drushes that we learn from Sukkim. The Pasuk says, V'nasata kesef b'chlasher tav nafshecha, you should give the money for anything that you desire, which is a Klal, and includes anything. Then it gives a Prat, specific things. Babakar, Batsain, Beyain, Ubesheker, you can purchase cattle or wine or old wine. That's pra. That's a specific things that can be purchased. Then the pasuk ends off, Ubechosher, Teshalcha Nafshecha, anything that you desire. It's again a klal, saying anything can be bought. And in this case, klal prat klal, yeah, tadan elokin a prat. We only learn things that are similar to the specific prat, the things listed in the middle. This thing specified, and so there are four similarities that it needs to have to those things. It has to be something that's ichol, has to be edible. Gedulei karka grows from the ground, because cattle also grow from the ground. They eat the ground, the plants. Vitalish has to be something separate from the ground. It can't be connected. V'davar meskaim ad shemelichin Yerushalayim, something that has a shelf life. It could last till they make it to Yerushalayim. So that excludes all these things. Water and salt don't grow from the ground. Anything that's attached to the ground doesn't work, and it has to be able to last. Mishnah continues. Halakeach peres, someone who purchases produce, and this is outside of Yerushalayim. The money's supposed to be brought to Yerushalayim, and he's supposed to purchase the fruit in Yerushalayim, but he's not allowed to purchase fruit outside Yerushalayim. So if he did a shegig, if he purchased fruit outside Yerushalayim by accident, so then we assumed that had the buyer and seller known that it was Meiser Sheni money, he wouldn't have done that. So then Yachzer Damam L'Kaiman, we undo the sale. The money goes back, the fruit go back, and everything's undone. But if it was done mazed intentionally, then Yalav Yalchu B'Makim, he's going to have to bring the fruit up to Yerushalayim and eat them in Yerushalayim. V'im Ein Mikdash, and if there's no base of Mikdash, so then he doesn't bring it up to Yerushalayim, so then what should he do? Your kavu, he's going to have to let it rot. Normally, produce that grows when there's no base of Migdash, they can still be redeemed onto money. But over here, they were already redeemed once onto money, and then the money was used to purchase other produce, then no more redeeming is allowed, and the produce is going to have to rot. Mishnah Vav says a similar case regarding purchasing animals. Halakir Behema. See, he purchased an animal outside Yerushalayim. He was supposed to purchase it in Yerushalayim. He purchased it outside Yerushalayim. Shegig, if it was done by accident, so then we assume that they never intended to do such a sale. Yachzer demal makayman. The money goes back, the animal goes back, undo the sale. But if it's mazed, if it was done intentionally, then ta'al v'tiyach b'makim, it is binding, and the animal is going to have to be brought up to be eaten in Yerushalayim. V'im ein mikdash, if there's no base of mikdash, So he's not going to be able to bring it up and eat in Yerushalayim. Then to cover al yidei ayra, he's going to have to bury the animal with the skins and all. Everything is buried. Everything is Meiser Sheni, and he cannot redeem it because it was already redeemed once before. And he's not going to be able to benefit from it. He's going to lose the whole animal.